We're at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville here on Tuesday. We're going to talk with Bob Langert, who is with McDonald's. Bob is Corporate Vice President for Corporate Responsibility and Sustainability with McDonald's Corporation. Well, Bob, you talked to the group here today about McDonald's intentions as far as beef sustainability. Of course, recently announced that you'd like to begin purchasing verified sustainable beef by 2016. Couple of key words there, verified and sustainable. So first of all, let's talk about sustainable, and I know you're looking for a definition of that for the beef industry.
Yeah, we're looking for a definition to be created not by McDonald's. You know, heck, we're smart enough to know that what we're good at is running restaurants, but we're also good at collaborating. So we want to collaborate with the beef industry and collectively come up with a definition of what sustainable beef means, what are the principles and criteria, so that we can start showing evidence to the consumers that we're buying sustainable beef. We want to start doing that in 2016. We think the best way to do this is in a very collective way. So we're involved with the Global Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. And if you look at the membership who's involved with that Global Roundtable, you know, McDonald's is just one member. There are growers, producers, retail companies, healthcare companies, all there to scientifically and rationally come up with this definition. And by the way, I'm pretty convinced from what I've seen in all my travels over the last couple decades of seeing ranches and feedlots and processing facilities that there's a lot of sustainable practices going on already. Beef could be even sustainable as far as we know. So part of the magic is to define it, measure it, and prove it to customers.
And that's my next question, is verification. As you've learned through your research, the beef industry has a lot of moving parts, a lot of different parts. How do you come up with a verification system?
I think there's a lot of creativity as to how you verify sustainable beef. There's some models out there right now. And by the way, at McDonald's today, as we speak, you can buy two of our products that are verified as sustainable. So our fish comes from Marine Stewardship Council verified sources. And by the way, this is win-win. You know, we're providing credibility and trust to the consumers so they know this fish comes from sustainable sources. We're selling more fish than ever. Our customers like it. It's good for the fisheries, good for us. Our coffee now comes from Rainforest Alliance certified sources, all of our espresso-based coffee. So, hey, this is the tip of the iceberg. But who's the core? What's the core of what McDonald's is? I'd say it's beef. We started out with beef. We have five brands of hamburgers on our menu that are billion-dollar brands. We want to sell more beef. So I think coming up with a way to get this to the customer to sell more beef is really part of what we're doing.
Cattlemen, as I suppose any business would, when somebody starts saying, okay, we're going to look at what you're doing and see if there's ways to do it differently or do it better, they get a little skeptical about these things. So how do you calm those fears?
Well, hey, I feel their pain. You know, nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody wants to be prescribed what to do. And by the way, that's not what we're doing. So the spirit of our effort is we're going to collaborate, not mandate. This is going to happen because we need to all look at this not as a threat to our business and not as managing risk. It's not those things. We're asking of this, of the beef industry, for our customers, your customers, as an opportunity. This is totally opportunity. You know, customers really care about where their food comes from. They care about people, planet, animal welfare. They want to do business with customers, with businesses that have values like theirs, companies that have a purpose beyond making a profit. So our core is beef. The core of the ranchers is beef. This is in our best interest proactively to define our own future. Let's not leave this in the hand of a small elite crowd of activists, liberals defining sustainability for a niche business. That's not what we're at. We believe sustainability can reach the mainstream customer.
Is there a particular segment of the industry that as you look at it, that you're concerned with? I know you've done a lot of work with the Packers in this area.
When I look at the whole life cycle of beef, you're asking me where is my concern. Let me start out with where my concern is not. My concern is not the fantastic system that is in our food agricultural system. What I see out there every day in my travels is abundant, affordable, safe, high-quality food raised and produced by extraordinarily responsible, ethical people in an industry. So we're starting out from a place of strength. I think what we need, my biggest concern to get to your question, was we can't just be saying, trust us, we're good, we have good practices. We can't just say that we're sustainable. The beef industry can't. By the way, McDonald's can't. We have to prove it. We have to have measures, progress, and show to customers that it's more than telling stories. We are showing hard facts and evidence. I love what the NCBA is doing with their life cycle assessment work. The work that they released within the last year showing all these improvements over the last few years on water conservation, energy, etc., that is right up the alley of what we want, and we need to do more of that.
One of the questions you had in the question and answer session was, are customers willing to pay for verified sustainable beef? And I guess from a producer standpoint, they might ask, are we going to get paid for verified sustainable beef?
Hey, the big answer is yes, you know, because part of being sustainable, I talked about the three E's that drive our business on supply chain. It's ethics, environment, and economics. And we're not going to shortchange the economic equation of all of this. McDonald's needs to be profitable and thriving for us to invest in sustainability. We can't get all this these things done through the beef industry. There are some extra layers of work perhaps necessary. You know, when you have to prove something, provide measurements, hey, there's things that maybe are not easy to tackle that might have some sort of cost to it. But the customer's gonna want this. They'll pay for it. We're in a collaboration with our suppliers to have them be very profitable and sustainable as well. We're in this together.
What role does animal welfare play in this? That's one area that livestock producers are really concerned about, because as I'm sure you're aware, there seem to be some groups out there that claim to be concerned about animal welfare but have a different agenda.
I think, you know, we look at the broad issues related to cattle. They come into three big buckets. It's the people in the business, it's the treatment of the environment, and it's the treatment of animals. The animal welfare is one of the three pillars of, you know, defining sustainability and having actions that support it. And hey, forget about the activists for a second. The typical consumer really cares about animal treatment. So again, I'll just go back to the fact that we need to continue to develop animal welfare programs that are based on science, that take out the emotionality, that are rational. I mean, the work that we've done and the entire industry has done with Dr. Temple Grandin on developing animal welfare audit systems is absolutely phenomenal. They're win-win. You know, our suppliers have embraced all that. The changes that have been made are wonderful. And when we talk to consumers about it, they really appreciate the animals being treated with respect through their lifetime. So I think we need to come up with more ways to have science-based programs from animal welfare, work with third parties that the consumer can trust, base our work on science, and be more transparent. I talked about transparency. We shouldn't look at this transparent world as being some sort of a threat to our business. And by the way, it's easy to look at it as a threat. You know, we get some viral videos about McDonald's we don't like seeing. I think your industry has videos about it as well that are not nice to look at. Well, hey, that is a very, very small sliver of something, isn't it? And we need to look at this transparency to our advantage. The world I see when I travel to see ranchers and feedlots and facilities is a phenomenal world. I wish I had a camera on my eyes so that every consumer could see what I see. The more transparent we all are about where beef comes from, how it's processed, I am convinced we will sell more beef.
Well, we're here at the beef meeting, but I wanted to ask you a pork question as well, as far as gestation crates for sows. And I know McDonald's has announced they'd like to have it phased out, have those phased out by 2017. That's coming up.
2022.
Yeah. Okay, clarify that for me. And you know, are you on target for that?
Yeah, we're committed to working with our suppliers to figure out alternative housing, and to do so by 2022. It's something that after long, you know, hard study and scientific review with a lot of our suppliers, a lot of experts, that's what we want to do. And but we're being very careful about it, very thoughtful. That's why we said 2022. You know, one of the things we heard from a lot of the industry was, you can't do this overnight. You can't affect the economic model of my business so dramatically. So we're very cognizant of that. That's why we put this larger, longer time horizon. We're trying to achieve the same thing with pork as we are with beef. You know, our strategy is to leverage sustainability to attract more customers to our business. The biggest trend that I've seen of all the trends on sustainability over the last 5-7 years, and it's a huge trend, is that customers really care where their food comes from. They want to know more. So these changes are motivated to sell more beef, more hamburgers, sell more pork, sell more bacon, sell more sausage.
Okay, one last question then. You made the comment earlier, you're very impressed by where the beef industry's at on sustainability, from what you've seen. That's going to be a comforting statement to the cattle producers, but I guess what you're also saying is it's yet to be determined just, you know, where this ends up.
And by the way, you can never stand still either. You know, the worst thing any of us can be is be complacent and think that we're there. So we always got to get better. You know, our business ourselves, you know, we went through a tough time back in 2002, and our CEO, you know, changed our strategy to become better, not bigger. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get better all the time, all of us. That's what the consumer wants. When it comes to sustainability, are we, McDonald's, are our suppliers, is the pork industry, the beef industry, are they getting better all the time? Do they show care? Are they measuring progress? So that's what we need to show, is that care, and bring it to the customer.